जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 4 श्री माधवेंद्रपुरी डिवोशनल सर्विस टेक्स्ट 133 यू ऑल कैन रिपीट आफ्टर
चिरल्लह एयार नाम माधव माधवपुरी तोमालागी गोपीनाथ क्षीर कैलचुरी क्षीरलह एयार नाम माधवपुरी तोमालागी गोपीनाथ क्षीर कैलचुरी क्षीरलह एयार नाम माधवपुरी तोमालागी गोपीनाथ क्षीर कैलचुरी
चुरी गोपीनाथ
माताजी
तोमालागी गोपीनाथ क्षीर कैलचुरी
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन
क्षीरलह
टेक द पॉट ऑफ स्वीट राइस
एई
दिस
यार
हूज
नाम
नेम
माधवपुरी
माधवेंद्रपुरी
तोमालागी
फॉर यू ओनली
गोपीनाथ
द डीटी ऑफ लॉर्ड गोपीनाथ
क्षीरा
द पॉट ऑफ स्वीट राइस
कैला
डिड
चुरी
स्टील ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्त विदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन होल्डिंग द पॉट ऑफ स्वीट राइस द प्रीस्ट कॉल्ड विल ही हूज नेम इज माधवेंद्रपुरी प्लीज कम एंड टेक दिस पॉट गोपीनाथ हैज स्टोलन दिस पॉट ऑफ स्वीट राइस फॉर यू परपोट द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ एंड द रिलेटिव ट्रूथ इज एक्सप्लेन्ड हियर लॉर्ड गोपीनाथ हैड ओपनली डिक्लेयर्ड हियर इन दैट ही इज अ थीफ He had stolen the pot of sweet rice, and this was not kept a secret because his act of stealing is a source of great transcendental bliss. In the material world, theft is criminal, but in the spiritual world, the Lord's stealing is a source of transcendental bliss. Mundane rascals who cannot understand the absolute nature of the personality of Godhead sometimes call Lord Krishna immoral, but they do not know that his seemingly immoral activities, which are not kept secret, afford pleasure to the devotees. Not understanding the transcendental behavior of the personality of Godhead, these rascals slur his character and immediately fall into the category of miscreants, rascals, lowest amongst men, demons, and those whose knowledge is taken away by the illusory energy. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita,
Namam duskritano mudha prapadyante naradhamaha mayaya purta jnana asurim bhavamashitaha.
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Mundane rascals cannot understand that whatever Krishna does, being absolute in nature, is all good. This quality of the Lord is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. One may consider certain acts of the supreme powerful person to be immoral by mundane calculations, but this is not actually the case. For example, the sun absorbs water from the surface of earth, but it does not absorb water only from the sea. It also absorbs water from filthy sewers and ditches containing urine and other impure substances. The sun is not polluted by absorbing such water. Rather, the sun makes the filthy place pure. If a devotee approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead for an immoral or improper purpose, he nonetheless becomes purified. The Lord does not become infected. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that if one approaches the Supreme Lord even out of lust, anger or fear, kama, krodham, bhayam, he is purified. The gopis, being young girls, approached Krishna because he was a beautiful young boy. From the external point of view, they approached the Lord out of lust, and the Lord danced with them at midnight. From the mundane point of view, these activities may appear immoral because a married or unmarried young girl cannot leave home to mix with a young boy and dance with him. Although this is immoral from the mundane viewpoint, the activities of the gopis are accepted as the highest form of worship because it was Lord Krishna whom they approached with lusty desires in the dead of night. But these things cannot be understood by non-devotees. One must understand Krishna in Tattva, truth. One should use his common sense and consider that if simply by chanting Krishna's holy name one is purified, how then can the person Krishna be immoral? Unfortunately, mundane fools are accepted as educational leaders and are offered exalted posts for teaching irreligious principles to the general populace. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Andhayathandair upaniyamanaha. Blind men are trying to lead other blind men. Due to the immature understanding of such rascals, common men should not discuss Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. The non-devotee should not even discuss his stealing sweet rice for his devotees. It is warned that one should not even think about these things. Although Krishna is the purest of the pure, mundane people, thinking of Krishna's pastimes that appear immoral, themselves become polluted. Jai Shri Radha Raj Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Gaurinitai Ki, Shala Prabhupada Ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore never publicly discussed Krishna's dealing with the gopis. He used to discuss these dealings only with three confidential friends. He never discussed Ras Leela publicly, as the professional reciters do. Although they do not understand Krishna or the nature of the audience, however, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged the public chanting of the holy name on a huge scale for as many hours as possible.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamasyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೆ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೋರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಬೆಗ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆನ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಅಕ್ಷಯ ತೃತೀಯ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಂದನ ಯಾತ್ರ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಮಾಧವೇಂದ್ರ ಪುರಿ. So this is a very wonderful chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is spoken personally by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was on his way back to Jagannath Puri, where he comes across this very wonderful village of Premuna, which is just outskirt of the Orissa. So there he starts by when he took darshan of Gopinath and he was sitting there in the temple hall. There he started telling the story of Madhavendra Puri, which he had heard from his spiritual master, to all the devotees along with Nityanand Prabhu and others. They were assembled. So in other place also we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Madhavendra Puri when he was just about to enter Vrindavan, when he meets one Brahman who invites him at his home. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing very ecstatically, this Brahman also became very enthused and influenced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he also started exhibiting very wonderful symptoms of ecstasy. So then after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him to the side and asked, how is that, you know, it's like so much of ecstasy is seen. So then the Brahman started describing that once when Madhavendra Puri, when he was on the way, that time this Brahmana had invited Madhavendra Puri at his home. Although this Brahmana was not of highest order of Brahmanical, but still Madhavendra Puri went to his home, honored Prashadam. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, immediately he fell flat at the feet of this Brahmana. This Brahmana was bewildered, saying, you are sannyasi, why you are offering obeisances to me? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, actually you are my guru. I am like your Shishya, because you have served the most exalted of all the devotees, Madhavendra Puri. And then he went on telling about the glories of Madhavendra Puri. So there he says the activities of devotees are the only way by which we can understand what is religious principles. There is no other way to understand what is religion and what is not religion. Because you find this always a problematic situation. What is to be done, what is not to be done, what is religion, what is irreligion. So just by reading scriptures, it's very difficult. As we hear from Mahabharata that the Muni means who has different way of thinking. He has to be different from others, then only he is called as Muni. And there are so many ways by which people can explain scriptures. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bahu Shastra Bahu Vakya Chitte Hai Brahm. That if you are too much without any guidance, trying to understand scriptures by our own way, then surely such person will be bewildered. But then he says, Dharma Sthapana Hetur Sadhura Vivahar Puri Gosair Yai Acharan Sarva Dharma Sar. He says, the activities of Puri Goswami, that is Madhuranda Puri, they are like, we can take them as it is, as the Dharma. Because Sadhura Vyavahar is only for Dharma Sthapana. Because Krishna comes, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya, and then he gives understanding and knowledge about Krishna consciousness. But how to apply that, we understand from devotees only. That's why whenever it comes to glorification of the Lord, it is inseparable from the glorification of His devotees. We can never glorify the Lord alone without His devotees. Prabhupada also, when one of His disciples had made a painting of Krishna and showed to Prabhupada, Prabhupada rejected that painting. He said, Krishna can never be alone like this. Krishna has to have some devotee. Some cow should be there, peacock should be there, someone should be there. Some gopal should be there. Krishna can never be alone. So glorifying Krishna has to be with glorifying devotees. And that's why we find Bhagavatam almost more than 70% is glorification of devotees of Krishna. Bhagavatam is Amal Puran. But we see the whole Bhagavatam is just stories of so many great devotees. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Similarly, when we read and hear about the devotees of the Lord, that is very wonderful way of attaining Krishna. Even in 10th canto, Brahmaji is praying to Krishna. He says, Jnane prayasamudapasyanamanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane stita shutigatam tanuvang manobhir ye prayasho jitajitopyasitai strilokyam. He says, those who even while remaining situated in their established social position throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words and mind offer all respect to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So although Krishna is unconquerable, but by describing Krishna's and his devotees' activities and hearing them from devotees, Bhagavatam says, without any doubt one can jitopi ajita, that ajita Lord, which is unconquerable, also can be conquered just by hearing about the Lord's activities. That is the glory of Shravanam. So here in the purport, very beautifully he explains, Sanatana Goswami explains Tanuvang Manobhir, that by body, mind and word, how devotee conquers the Lord. By body he touches the Lord, he serves the Lord. By speech, when he chants Hare Krishna, he invokes the Lord's presence. And by mind, just by thinking about the Lord, he is binding the Lord in his heart. So in this Tanuvang Manobhir, he conquers the Lord. When we are doing deity worship, the Lord is becoming dependent on his devotees for his bathing, for his dressing. So Sanatana Goswami explained like that. And for non-devotees, he says, even when we try with body, mind and word, Lord becomes unconquerable. He cannot be conquered by non-devotees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes another, that how one has to offer obeisances to the Lord with body, mind and words. And that way, Lord becomes conquered. So today we are trying to discuss little bit about Madhavendrapuri's very extraordinary devotional service to Lord, where he, when he was, is described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita as ayachaka vritti. Ayachaka means he will never even beg for the alms. So that is the highest way of completely depending on Krishna, not even considering one's own sustenance. So that was Madhavendrapuri. Whenever he is to, someone will come and give him some food, he will honor it. If no one comes, he will just fast. He will not just go here there looking for it. So when he came to Vrindavan, he was with great ecstasy, he was traveling in Vrindavan. And at one point of time when he came at the bank of Govindakund, at the foothill of Govardhan Hill, he was sitting there chanting his Hare Krishna. Then when he was sitting there, he found one boy coming, and then this boy came with a pot of milk, which this boy gave to Madhavendrapuri and asked that you please take this, you look very hungry. So then Madhavendrapuri asked, how do you know that I am sitting here? So then he said that some ladies of this village, they are fetching water from here, they told that for a long time you are sitting here, you have not taken anything. He said, no one in this village remain hungry. If someone doesn't go for begging alms, then I personally come and give him whatever is there. So you please take this. Now I have to go because I have to milk the cows. I'll come back immediately and then I'll take this pot. So he was very happy. He drank the milk, which was so nectarian. And then he waited there, standing his rounds, for this boy to come. Evening went, night went. At the end of the night, he dozed a little bit. In that, the same boy came again in his dream, telling, oh Madhavendrapuri, I was waiting for you so long. And then he caught the hand of Madhavendrapuri, took him to one kunja, and then he showed that I am here for so many years, so much of rain, so much of heat, so please take me out from here carefully and then place me in Govardhan Hill. He says, I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill, Giriraj, Govardhan. And then I am the adhikari of this place. I was established by Vajra, the grandson of Krishna. So you please install me. So when he heard that, immediately he went in the village, called all the people. He said, the Lord wants to appear, so please come. They took all the choppers and things to remove the forest and make a way. Then all these devotees, accompanied by and guided by Madhavendrapuri, reached exact that spot, and to their great amazement they saw a very beautiful deity of Gopal lifting over the Nil. We still find that deity worshipped very nicely, gorgeously in where? Nathadwara. So that was established at the top of Govardhan Hill that time by Madhavendrapuri. And then the description comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita how there was a big festival for so many months, where every day one village used to come and they used to offer annakoot, huge quantities of rice, chapatis, dal, sweets. And every day there was big feast, and that feast was offered to all the residents. And at the end of that, here we find So when all this festival was over, then again the Lord came in his dream, second time. And he said, "My dear Madhavendra Puri, I am very happy now that I have been brought and I had a very nice bathing." But he said, "Still my body is not feeling cold, because so many years I was there, having so much heat." So Namai, he says, when the Gopala kahe puri amar ताप नहीं आए मलयज चंदन लेप तबे से दुजाए. He said that till now I have not become cooled, so you go to bring Malaya Chandan from Jagannath Puri. मलयज आनया नीलाचल हैते अन्य हैते नहे तुमी Chalaha Twarite. Bring sandalwood pulp from Jagannath Puri. Kindly go quickly. Since no one else can do it, you must do it. He says, Anye Haita Nahi. No one else can do it. You only have to do it. And that time we understand he was not a young. He was very old, Madhavendra Puri. After doing so much of installation and service, when he was, after all these things, immediately Krishna comes in his dream and gives another instruction. He says, "Now you go and bring Malaya Chandan. You only should go. No one else can do it." So, we can see that the reaction of Madhavendra Puri was immediately he left. He did not even think that whether someone else can do it or some other. And it was not that immediately he went in booking counter, booking Tatkal, and there's nothing was there. Go means go by foot. It's not that palanquin is there for him to go and. That means from Vrindavan all the way he has to travel by foot to Jagannath Puri. One end of the Bharat to another end. Passing through so many jungles and so many countries and different atmosphere, different, everything. So difficult. But then immediately he left. So that is a sign of a sincere devotee. When he gets an order, immediately he is ready to execute it. He doesn't think whether to execute or not. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, he says when Krishna said to Arjuna, "Fight," Prabhupada says there was no question that he has to think what to do or not. His only work was how to do it. So when the order comes, the question is not whether to do it or not. The question is how to do it. So here we see that although he would have, that time he was so famous, he had so many disciples, he would have surely given that task to so many so called capable people. But then immediately he left alone to bring Chandan. He says, and then on the way, When Madhavendra Puri was coming, on the way he met, when he came to Shantipur, he says, Shantipura Aila Advai Chandrera Ghare Purira Prema Dekhi Acharya Ananda Antare. When he came to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya became very filled with ecstasy seeing the character of Madhavendra Puri. And there, he took initiation from Madhavendra Puri. Says, and then he came to Remuna, passing by. And there he performed great ecstatic kirtan and chanting of the holy names. And then he sat with all the pujaris there, discussing with them what different bhoga offerings they give to the Lord Gopinath. So this was a Gopinath temple in Remuna. It's very beautiful deities. So then he was asking what kind of offerings you do, so that he wanted to make similar offerings to his Lord Gopal. He says, and then he started talking about a very special offering which all these brahmanas they used to offer to Gopinath, and that was Amruta Keli. That is a very special sweet rice. Now also it is said that sweet rice is famous amongst all three worlds. Not only, it's very special, they have. So, says, Sandhyaya Bhoga Lage Kshira Amruta Keli Nam Avadasha Dvadasha Amruta Patre Bhari Amruta Saman. The Brahmana priest said, in the evening the deities offered sweet rice in 12 earthen pots. Because it tasted as good as nectar, Amruta, it is named as Amruta Keli. So, when he was telling, immediately Madhavendra Puri was thinking, it will be so nice if I can taste it. But because he was bound by his vow of not asking, so he was thinking that it will be nice if someone can give me this sweet rice. Then I can taste it and make it for the Lord. And that time only he heard the ringing of the bell inside. And that was the time of offering this Sandhya Bhog to the Lord. So thinking that even before Lord has accepted, I am thinking in my mind to honor it, he considered it a great offense. He said, such a great mistake I have done, that even before giving to the Lord, I am thinking of accepting it. So immediately he accepted the arati, and then immediately he left. And he went to the marketplace and started chanting alone, sitting there. But then we can see that how by a devotee, when he is sincerely performing Krishna consciousness, even the Lord also becomes under his control. He becomes subordinate, as we saw from this verse of 10th canto. Such a Lord, which is so merciful to his devotees, becomes conquered by the devotion of his exalted devotees. So here we find the Lord stealing that pot for Madhavendra Puri. When the whole thing was closed, temple was closed, Pujari went to sleep, then the Lord came in the dream of Pujari. He said, wake up. He said, when you took off all the pots, 12 pots they used to offer. He said, one pot I have kept under my garments. So you go inside, take that pot, go to the marketplace, find out this devotee named Madhavendra Puri and give to him. So when that pujari heard that, he was jumped out of his bed, took bath, immediately went inside. And then when he opened the, Lord has this dhoti, He opened dhoti and then just behind the feet of the Lord he found one pot. And he took that pot and then he practically ran to marketplace. He was shouting this. He says, Madhavendra Puri, where are you? You are the most fortunate. Please come and take this sweet rice which Lord has stolen for you. So like that he was just shouting. And then when he came to the marketplace, Madhavendra Puri was there. When he heard his name called, he came. And then he asks, what is the matter?
So here,
क्षीरेर वृत्तांत तारे कहिल पुजारी शुनि प्रेमाविष्ट हैल श्री माधव पुरी. So all this incident was told by Pujari to Madhavendra Puri and gave his pot. Prema dekhi sevaka kahe haiya vismita krishna yei harvasha haiya yashochita yathochita. So upon seeing the ecstatic loving symptoms manifest in Srila Madhavendra Puri, the priest was struck with wonder. He could understand why Krishna had become so much obliged to him, and he saw that Krishna's action was befitting. As Prabhupada also says in the purport of this verse, that Krishna's activities are beyond the understanding of mundane wranglers, as Prabhupada says. That mundane people can never understand so-called immoral activities of the Lord, which he does just being under the pure love for his devotees. So when Krishna is stealing the butter or stealing sweet rice here, or he is doing Rasa Leela, that is not in the scope of non-devotees, because there is no understanding for a non-devotee that Krishna is the absolute. Actually, other than philosophy of Krishna consciousness is gone, we can see that so many other places, so many books are there, so many novels and so many TV serials and so many things about Krishna. But never we get this understanding that Krishna is absolute. This word absolute regarding the directing to Krishna is never discussed. Krishna is discussed as some extraordinary person, some great politician, some great learned who gave Bhagavad Gita and things like that. But then understanding Krishna's absolute nature, tatvataha, that is so wonderfully given by our acharyas. Tatvataha means, absolute means what? There is no question of doing any wrong. God is always good, whether he does seemingly some wrong behavior or good behavior. There is no question of wrong behavior on part of the Lord. That wrong behavior can happen to a human being. To err is a human. But there is no question of Lord doing any mistake, because Lord is absolute. And he is even seemingly mistake also is for great, that is glorified, because that is above all three gunas. So even his stealing, even his killing, even his whatever activities, they are glorified by devotees. And then when Madhavendra Puri ate with great relish that sweet rice, and then he kept that pot with him, he broke it into pieces, tied in his cloth, and he always carried that cloth with him. And every day he used to take small piece of that pot and eat it. and cry tears of gratitude and love for the Lord. That how Lord has mercifully stolen one pot of sweet rice for him. But then, when this whole thing happened, immediately he left that place and went towards Jagannath Puri, because he knew that now people will come and offer big, big obeisances and unnecessarily disturb me. So, because he was very fearful of Lord such, you know, ordinary people's too much glorification, he immediately ran away from that place and went to Jagannath Puri. So here he says that how the devotees always, you know, want to serve the Lord without any conditions, without any, and because of that he is not at all attached to any pratishtha or not any glorification. But then the glorification comes behind that devotee. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, प्रतिष्ठार भये पुरी गेला पलाइया कृष्ण प्रेम प्रतिष्ठा चले संगे गड़ाइया. Says प्रतिष्ठार भये पुरी गेला पलाइया. He was fearful of being glorified, so he ran away. Generally in this world, that is the thing which people like the most. Someone says something good about, one feels very nice. He says, he feels that, yes, now you understand me. Others don't understand. Maybe you should take mic and speak. So that many can hear also. So, but then, for a devotee, he feels fearful. Why? Because he understands his main business is to serve Krishna. And when he hears unnecessary glorification, it may be true also, but if that glorification goes in the head, his service to Krishna is obstructed. Then he feels that, okay, get rid of this. If that disturbs my relationship with the Lord, then why do I require that? So he says, Pratishthar bhaye puri gela palaiya, Krishna prem pratishtha chale sange gadaiya. So Krishna prem and pratishtha comes together. We can see in the life of Prabhupada, Prabhupada was so selflessly serving the Lord without considering his health, without considering his anything. He was just went on serving Krishna. And then we find that Krishna also in return made him so much famous. So that is the reciprocation of the Lord and his devotees. Lord's whole life is for making Krishna popular, and then Krishna's mission is to make his devotees popular. And the both are competing with each other. Who will make the most? So similarly here also, Madhavendra Puri, his glories have already spread. Before even Madhavendra Puri went to Jagannath Puri, people are knowing there also. This news has already reached before Madhavendra Puri. So when people they saw, immediately they started offering obeisances. They said, this is the same Madhavendra Puri for whom the Lord has stolen sweet rice. So when he came there, he said, hey, you know, now again I'm at the same place. But then he said, although it is difficult, still I cannot run away from here because that is obstructing my service now. I have to do my service. Then he went and told the pujaris the whole incidents of how he came. So they were very happy. So by the help of the king of Orissa, they took large quantity of chandan and then some camphor, and then they gave some guards and some helpers to Madhavendra Puri, and then they, with all appropriate documents, on the way they have to do clearance on some toll naka. So they gave all the documents and then they sent. So when he was coming back, again he went through the Remuna. When he came to Remuna, it was a great, you know, festival again for Madhavendra Puri and others. And this time the pujari gave all the pots to Madhavendra Puri. He made him eat. And then at the night, again the Lord came in his dream. The Lord said, he said, I have already received this chandan. Because you have so much painstakingly acquired this chandan, I have already got it. He said, it will be nice if you can rub this chandan and apply this paste to Gopinath. He says, he says, Gopinath amar se ekei ang hai, iha ke chandana dile habe mora tapakshay. He says, there is no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandalwood pulp on the body of Gopinath, you will naturally also smear it on my body. Thus, the temperature of my body will be reduced. So he said, you apply this chandan to Gopinath only. So, you apply to Gopinath and that I'll accept it. So when he called for the pujaris and he told that Lord has ordered like this, that was the happiest moment for the pujaris because they got it like that only because, and it was so hot. This is the time when it happened. This is the time of the year. And then that's how we have started this Chandan Yatra. So when the Gopa, this Chandan, for many days they made that Chandan paste. When Madhavendrapuri had these two servants with him, and two more people they employed. Whole day they used to rub the Chandan, and then they were applying every day to Lord Gopinath. And then from there, Madhavendrapuri went to, when the Chaturmasya started, then he went to Jagannath Puri. For Chaturmasya he stayed there. So from this very beautiful pastime, we learn many lessons, how he was undeviatingly serving the Lord. Lord personally was coming in his dreams and guiding him. Actually, Lord guides everyone. It's not that Lord guides only Madhavendra Puri. Lord is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. The Lord personally gives knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance. But that remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness is given according to our reciprocation with the Lord. If you want to serve the Lord, Lord will give all knowledge. He will give all remembrance. But when we don't want to serve the Lord, we want to do other things, then very mercifully Lord will give apohanam also, forgetfulness. Without Lord's giving apohanamam, without his giving forgetfulness, we can never forget the Lord also. We don't have that capacity to forget the Lord. So Lord only has to help us to forget him. So that is the mercy of the Lord. So, but then again, when we come in association of devotees, that Krishna consciousness is revived by taking a proper choice. We choose to serve Krishna. Although there are so many choices. So, and we can see in Madhavendra Puri's pastime also that Krishna consciousness is not, it's a very personal relationship and his personal service. Madhavendra Puri did not think that, okay, I'll engage others. Of course, that is also a great service. That's what the acharyas they do. Prabhupada engaged so many. One devotee was telling Prabhupada that Prabhupada, when Ramchandra came, he engaged so many monkeys, in serving you. He said, we are also like monkeys. We had no sense of what to do, what not to do. But then, so mercifully you have come and engaged us. But still, we can see that a devotee, he never sits back and, you know, he, like in case of Prabhupada, his disciples, they say that Prabhupada was doing 10 times more than any of his young disciples. They used to feel ashamed by the speed of Prabhupada. And we can see that also in current scenario. All our current acharyas, just by seeing at them, we become, if we learn their daily schedule, we'll faint only. We cannot even imagine how much they are traveling and serving and preaching and doing so many activities. So, that's the way a devotee thinks that I should do something personally from my side. So that is the devotee's heart. Devotee is not satisfied just, that's why one person came to take darshan of Prabhupada, then Prabhupada was talking to people. So then he asked this question to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he said, why you have built so big temple? So then Prabhupada looked at him. He was there sitting and he was having a small kid, small son. He said, who is this? This is my son. He said, why do you require this son? There are so many other children outside on the street. You can pick up one. Why you have to have your own son? So then he was little, confused. So he said, and then Prabhupada explained, he said, every devotee feels that I should offer something to the Lord from my side as a sign of my love and devotion. So he said, this temple is not, just some big mall or something. No, that is a sign of the reciprocation. The pure devotee wants to offer a very valuable thing to the Lord. And that's how that's how Prabhupada has created such a huge organization with so many beautiful temples and so much of varieties of devotional service made available to all the people. And we see that how he was very careful for not going here there than serving Krishna. Although so many, because when devotee is there, all things will automatically happen. Money will be there, fame will be there, followers will be there. That's how Prabhupada told, he was tested twice by Krishna. When Krishna took away all his wealth, Harishe Dhanam Shanai, and took away all his relatives, followers, and then Krishna tested him second time by giving it everything in great abundance. Krishna gave abundance of wealth, Krishna gave abundance of followers, abundance of fame. But in both cases, the Lord's devotee is fixed in the service. Because all these things are superficial. They come and go. They never stay. But what will stay is our connection with Krishna. So devotional service remains always intact. Okay. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Madhavendra Prabhupada ki. Chandan Yatra Mahamohotsava ki.